107.7 Today FM. Good morning. I'm Kate, and with me in studio is Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. It's time for our campaign update.
You bet. It's Thursday, and that is what we do here. So yes, I do have some good news for you. We have reached 80%.
Oh, get the cowbell.
Of our goal. So I got my cowbell out. Yes, so we've reached 80% of our goal. So that means we've raised $1,842,000. We have one more month left to go of our campaign, a month and a bit. And so if you haven't donated yet, you still can. You can go to perthhuron.unitedway.ca and get those donations in. There's a big red donate now button. Very, very easy to see. And you can also visit Karen. You can come into our offices at 32 Erie Street and hand over that old-fashioned check.
I'm sure Karen would love to see you.
We still accept that. You bet. Yeah, so 80%. We're pretty thrilled at this point to light the light bulb downtown.
And so another initiative coming up this Saturday is 2-1-1 Day.
That's right. Yeah, so Saturday is February the 11th. So 0-2-11. So we're calling it 2-1-1 Day. And it's a day that we want to highlight our 2-1-1 information hotline. And this is something that we fund, the United Way funds. And this is an amazing phone number. So, you know, when you call 911 for emergencies, well, 2-1-1 is kind of one below that, right? Like if you need to connect with some sort of social services, you can't pay your rent, you don't know where to eat today, you need someone to help you with your taxes, for instance, this time of year. You heard somebody next door that didn't sound quite right and you need to help. You want to know how to help them. So call 2-1-1. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you actually talk to a human being.
Oh, good.
Yeah. These are trained navigators that will help you. They'll go through their database and they'll find the service that you need locally. So we have a couple of staff members that work part-time that help with our database and make it complete and up to date on all the social services in town and community programs and government supports. It's really great for youth to experience perhaps mental health issues. They don't know where to eat, or some LGBTQ questions that they might have. The navigators at the end of the 2-1-1 line are amazing, and they are highly trained, and they're really good at helping people navigate the local network of human services. So you can even text 2-1-1.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You don't have to call. You can text, or you can visit 211ontario.ca, and it'll put you in touch with a trained navigator.
So for those of us who aren't having an emergency, how can we still celebrate 2-1-1 Day?
Well, you can make a donation to the United Way because we fund it.
Perfect.
But yeah, don't call it just because. But you can certainly celebrate that it's a service that's out there for people. And you know what? Tell people about it. Right?
Raise awareness. Donate to United Way.
Yeah. Tell people, oh, are you having trouble with your taxes or you don't know who to call for? Call 2-1-1. They're so great on there. They're so so friendly. And they'll help you. They'll even say, have a great day, which is really nice to have. And they'll help you navigate any kind of social service that you may require.
Fantastic.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Is great. That's a great resource to have. We are so thankful to have things like that in our community.
For sure.
And speaking of resources, coldest night of the year is coming up.
Yes, it's on Saturday, February the 25th, and we have 53 teams. So we jumped up last week. We had a whole bunch of teams join, so we're super thrilled. That means we have 237 walkers. So So last year we had 60 teams, so we're hoping to break that barrier, and I think we will. We've still got a week and a half or so to go, or 2 weeks. 2 weeks, yeah. So we welcome all kinds of clubs or families or school classes or sports teams or church groups to create a team and raise support for these two local amazing support partners that we support, the Connection Center down here in downtown Stratford on Duro Street, as well as the Stratford Pro Shelter Link, which homeless youth. It's not too late to sign up a team and join us at Upper Queens Park to walk around the river for those experiencing hurt homelessness and hunger.
Yeah, so if you have a really cool team name idea, make sure you register your team.
That's right. Yeah.
At, where do you go to register your team?
Good question. So you can go to CNOY, so that's Coldest Night of the Year, the initials, .org, and type in Stratford in the search bar, and it'll come up, and you can register as a team. You can just register as an individual walker and come out on your own, or you can donate to a team of your choice. So for any more other information, you can visit our website at perthhuron.unitedway.ca.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Thanks,
Cooper,
Kate.
With All United Way Perth Huron, and we will see you next week.
You betcha.
Woo-hoo.
See you next week. Bye-bye.